Yorkshire Cancer Research on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
Today, talking to me from Yorkshire Cancer Research, I have Leah. Hello, Leah. Welcome.
Hi, Beth.
And we also have a guest in the studio as well. I would like to welcome Jackie Buxton. Hello, Jackie.
Hello, Beth.
Now, you are an author. You've written a fair few books, which people may have heard about before. But what we're here to talk about primarily today is your experience with cancer and the fact that we need to talk more about cancer. Before we start on the importance of talking, are you able to tell us what happened to you, your experience and your journey?
I found out just after Christmas in 2013 that I had grade 3 breast cancer. It was a big shock, and I just started on the cancer journey, if you like. Sort of had everything thrown at me, which I was very pleased about, because it felt like this cancer had no chance against the mastectomy, chemo, radiotherapy. Herceptin is a drug that I was on for a year after, and maintenance drugs that I'm on now. I started off on that journey and finished my sort of official active treatment, if you like, in the following September. So I had 9 months in 2014 of trying to beat cancer.
And it seemed like it's been a successful journey.
Perhaps should have told you this before we started. In one way, it has been very successful in that I've been fit and healthy. I'm still really fit and healthy. Mm-hmm. My life's great. My life hasn't changed beyond recognition at all, which is what I feared. But I have got secondary cancer.
Oh.
But I really don't mind, particularly on the subject of talking about it, I really don't mind sort of bringing that up. Originally, I was a bit reluctant to talk about it in the beginning, not because of me. I don't mind saying, you know, my health situation at all. But I know that people have taken quite a lot of sort of positive stuff from tea and chemo.
Tea and Chemo is your book.
That's my book. I know that people do see me as sort of like a positive role model in the sense of, you know, this person did it, she's through the other side and she's happy. So I was reluctant to sort of say, actually, I've got secondary cancer. Yeah. But I decided that I would talk about it and say that, you know, I was just one of the not so lucky ones this time. This is my biggest fear. Apart from my family getting cancer, this is my biggest fear, getting secondary cancer. And I'm fine. And I sort of want to share that message. My secondary cancer seems very dormant, touch wood. And I'm really healthy, so the treatments aren't treating me badly at all. And I thought maybe that's a message that I'm happy to get out there, because I would have liked to have heard that all the time that I was scared that I would get secondary cancer.
Your book, Tea and Chemo, when I first saw the title, I thought, oh, it's all about herbal tea. It's not. It's about having a cup of tea and sitting and talking about it. Is it a hard thing to talk about? Is that something that you have noticed, that it's just, it's difficult to talk about? And is that different with friends and with family to with strangers?
I think that it's a very individual thing. I mean, communication is anyway, isn't it? And the amount that people want to talk about something, I personally found it to be a really positive thing to talk about it. For me, it sort of normalised what I was going through. Many people would really like to be able to talk to you about it, but they don't want to start the conversation because they're worried that they'll say the wrong thing, that they'll upset you, that you seem fine, and they're going to plunge you into despair. But I have never been offended by something that anybody said.
So you are a guest speaker then at an event that Yorkshire Cancer Research are holding in Harrogate. Leah, you are part of the Yorkshire Cancer Research team. So remind us a little bit about this event. When is it? When's it being held? Why is it important that there we're going to be talking about cancer?
Of course. So Life with Cancer is a free full-day event taking place on Thursday the 16th of November at the Harrogate Convention Centre from 10 until 4 in the afternoon. And we have a full programme running across the day, and the day's really been designed with the help of people who have experience of cancer. We want to give people the opportunity to think about how we talk about cancer. So one of our speakers will be looking at the language that we use to talk about cancer. holding a discussion group during the day that's specifically focused on talking about cancer. And during that, we really want people to share their experiences and learn from one another. So some of the topics we'll be looking at sort of include telling people that you have cancer, including talking to your children, how we can learn to talk with healthcare professionals better and communicate with them so we're getting the most out of clinical appointments that we have. But then we also want to look at some silver lining stories as well and hear about the really quite positive things that might have happened to a person after they've had a diagnosis of cancer. And then finally, we'll just be really encouraging everybody to talk to one another on the day. There'll be lots of other patients there. There'll be lots of people that have helped care for people with cancer. And we just want to help link them up.
It does sound like then there's going to be a lot of like-minded people that are there for a reason to talk, to find out more. So there's a chance you could make a really long-term friend as well, isn't there?
There is, yeah. And we know that talking helps people through difficult times. And we know that some of the ways that people choose to do that is through a support group and things. And those people can actually, a few years down the line, they just like to meet up for a cup of tea or a coffee every few weeks, and they've actually created a really long-lasting friendship.
I'm really glad you brought that up about the sort of bonding and the friendship that can come. Because we've talked to many people who've had cancer, and they'll say that there are lots of silver linings. And the one that's always at the top is that you just meet a whole load of people that you never would have met. You enter this world together and already you've got something that bonds you together before you've even spoken to each other. And it makes it so much easier, just so much more open to making long-lasting friendships.
There's so many different areas as well, aren't there? It's not just talking about talking. I know there's stuff on nutrition, there's stuff on exercise, there's stuff on money, there's stuff on legal things. It's covering every possible base, really, that people want to know about. And you will be there, Jackie. You'll be doing... you're doing a speech?
Not that I know of.
what is it that you're... are you going to...
I'm going to be on a couple of panels. Mm-hmm. There'll be an expert speaker there. I don't class myself as an expert on cancer, but feel that I've hopefully got something to add to the discussion. And I've got a little table there and I will be signing books.
Ah, OK. So people can either take their copy of Tea and Chemo or they can buy a copy there and have it signed. And so if people want to come along, how can they get involved and where can they go to register?
So the event's for anyone that's been affected by cancer, if they currently have a diagnosis, if they've had a diagnosis in the past, if it's a husband, wife, child, parent of someone that's been affected by cancer, anyone who's in that person's support network is more than welcome to come along. The easiest way to sign up is to go to our website at ycr.org.uk/LWC2017, or you can give us a call on 01423 501 269.
And it is completely free, but because there could be a lot of people wanting to go, you do need to register. We'll put plenty of links as well, strayfm.com/health. But both of you, Leah and Jackie, thank you so much, and we're looking forward to the event on Thursday the 16th of November.
Yorkshire Cancer Research on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.